This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship radio station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America on this weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for what you do. And to the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers out there, thanks for what you do, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. And we were talking about the Epstein autopsy and being ruled a suicide by hanging. And Tony chimed in, and Tony says, how are we supposed to believe anything we're being told when it goes against everything that we were told to begin with? How can anybody believe anything?
Well,
that's Tony, not me.
No, I don't disagree. I mean, we have to do so much work. So, you know, about a week or so ago, maybe a little bit longer, there was the chatter that Epstein, between the time he left Bear Stearns and then went to work for a couple other companies and created his own and whatnot, and was always hiring, I mean, always working for, you know, financially for the very wealthy, the very elite. Obviously, we know that just from the people that he hung with. One person that ended up being one of his customers was Adnan Khashoggi. Now, you may remember Adnan Khashoggi because he was a Saudi and he was an arms dealer, but we also used him, the Iran-Contra, and, you know, so forth and so on. Well, his Adnan Khashoggi, I think, died last year or year before last, but anyway, he had a nephew. And who was his nephew? Ding, 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 Jamal Khashoggi. So do you see what kind of, I put that out there because if Epstein had one of his customers or one of his, you know, clients being an investment banker or somebody who was exceptionally, as an investment banker, so the people that were exceptionally wealthy, like Leslie Wexner of the limited stores. yeah. So I would just tell you that apparently there was some real pressure put on not only Florida, but also the Department of Justice on the original sentencing of Epstein. Because he was in fact giving information to the intelligence agencies about some of these leaders and their dark money and whatnot. And there was a lot of it. So I think what has happened now is that a lot of these people that were once in traveling in the circles with Epstein, or Epstein was traveling in their circles, because of the original charges on Epstein, for which he kind of went to jail for. It was more of a country club kind of thing. And these new pending charges, his circle of friends have dried up. He can't really call on anybody. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, we're all under this theory that, hey, you know, he knows where the where the bodies are buried. Well, he may very well have known that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that the Department of Justice and the FBI already have all that information.
Mm-hmm.
Because we forget. We have the pilots. We have the FBI who interviewed so many of these girls. I read those files 4 or 5 years ago, and after reading about, I don't know, 6 or 7 of them, I quit reading them. I couldn't stand it any longer. But he had to have quite the organization, because let's remember, he's got at least 4 to 5 pieces of major real estate, and we've listed them on your show several times. Well, he had to have an organization that paid for maintenance people, the cooks, the, you know, the yard people, the repair people on all of his properties. And then he had to keep a staff of lawyers hanging around. And then he had to have a staff of, you know, people like Giselle Maxwell and many of her circles that were out recruiting these girls. So don't think that the pilots don't have this information. Don't think that the FBI doesn't have this information. Don't think the Department of Justice doesn't have all this kind of stuff. So if anybody wanted to kill him, they would have killed him long before he was arrested, because there was opportunity. But
now,
once he ended up at the MCC, nobody could get to him.
Now I'm going to play 24 seconds of the mayor of Philadelphia here.
But our officers need help. They need help. They need help with gun control. They need help with keeping these weapons out of these people's hands. I mean, I told you earlier, the two little boys that were, the officer had his head grazed just a little bit more, and those two little boys will grow up and out with their dad. Because this government, both on the federal and state level, don't want to do anything about getting these guns off the streets and getting them out of the hands of criminals.
Okay, but in the meantime, we found out about the shooter. And the shooter is not exactly your average run-of-the-mill criminal.
All right, let's go back to this mayor here, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can keep, I mean, we all want to keep these kinds, any kinds of weapons.
All right,
out of the hands.
Hold that thought, because guess what? Here comes the break. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. But, folks, the guy in Philadelphia, we're going to let you know more about this situation, because this really, really gets a little deep and dark. When we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch, I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, and I'll be right back. Good morning, LJ.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, a little Easy Rider music there, Born to be Wild. That's, of course, because of Peter Fonda, who died yesterday, and he died at the age of 79. He had a pretty good life, even though he messed around with a whole bunch of drugs and stuff early on. But it is what it is. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. That would be the United States Concealed Carry Association. You can go over and check them out by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the right tab, just down a little bit from the top. And the first thing you'll see that'll drop down in your face will be, guess what, that free gun a day giveaway. Yeah, buddy, the free gun a day giveaway. Sign up for that. Good luck with that. We want to announce somebody on the show winning it, and eventually somebody will, and we'll have somebody to talk about. So do that, and then take a look at becoming a member and see what the $474 worth of free stuff will do to entice you to become a member. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link right on the right tab of that website. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we want to say good morning to Penny, and thank her very much for being on, making a good comment about things. Now, we were talking about Philadelphia and the shooter and what we found out about him yesterday, but you wanted to make reference to something about the mayor.
Yeah, I mean, good gun owners don't want bad gun owners. And not that this cat legitimately owned these weapons, because obviously he didn't. So, the mayor really needs to say, and be honest, how did he come by those weapons? Let's start the discussion there. Let's also ask the question, trotting on over to Chicago, for instance, I get our shooting capital of the country. How many long guns, how many ARs or AKs are used in all those weekend shootings in Chicago? I would argue almost none.
Very few.
They're always handguns.
Very few.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So, you know, let's be honest. All right. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, we found out that the shooter was a Muslim member of a radical mosque right there in the hood.
Yeah, I had the name of it. I was trying to go back and see if I couldn't find the name of this place. The Clarion Project, who I work with from time to time on some of these things, they were the ones that determined that he had attended this mosque on more than one occasion, and I would say frequently. I don't know that he was a devout Islamist, but the mosque itself is a little on the radical side. Now, what was particularly interesting is I happened to see, while we're watching the whole thing go down for 7 or 8 hours that day, that there was yet another female in full Islamic garb, I should say,
yeah,
sitting on the front porch of her own residence, I guess, and was being guarded by the law enforcement because they didn't want her to leave and get caught up in some kind of crossfire. So it would appear that that neighborhood, and this is also confirmed by Clarion Project, that neighborhood has got some bigger problems than just this Maurice Hill. It's kind of known for these kind of things. Right.
Now, I believe we're going to have a demonstration in Portland, Oregon this weekend between Antifa and a group called the Patriotic Prayer Group. And yesterday, the leader of the Patriotic Prayer Group was arrested by Portland police. I don't know what the charges were, but he, I would think, would be the last guy in the world that would be wanting to incite a riot.
Well, let me kind of give you some background detail. The Southern Poverty Law Center has deemed his group a hate group, like a white nationalist neo-Nazi group.
Wonderful.
And, yes, now his group had clashed with Antifa, I think, on May the 1st and then again on June the 29th. So Portland had an arrest warrant out for him already. So he turned himself actually in yesterday. So that's how this whole thing came down. Now, why would they do that for him? Well, because he doesn't wear a mask, so they could identify him.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that he was a culprit. Well, this is coming from Southern Poverty Law Center.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't arrest the Antifa guys because they're all wearing masks, right?
Yep.
So the Patriot Prayers, Joey Gibson, when he turned himself in, he just said to his followers, show up 100-fold.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling Gibson and his group right-wing supporters intended to, you know, stay anti-police and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. So he's accused the police of playing politics. And again, the Southern Poverty Law Center's got a lot of influence when it comes to the mayor, and the mayor's telling the police what to do. And, you know, so in this case, the police didn't go get him. He turned himself in.
Hmm. All right. Well, townhall.com yesterday had a very interesting article about an encrypted email address, and
no, it's not encrypted. It was a cryptic.
Okay, I'm just reading. I'm just reading the headline. An encrypted email address? ? Google servers? ? Did we just find all of Hillary Clinton's missing email? ?
Well. Let me look at the date on this, because this has kind of been well known, but people have to kind of go back and read. This letter doesn't have a date on it. Fascinating.
Uh-huh.
The majority staff of the Finance Committee and the majority staff of the Department, for the Homeland Security, sent a letter over to Chuck Grassley on August the 14th. It's a 106-page letter, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But scrolling down in this, what is really happening here is that, God, I've forgotten his name now. Starts with his last name, starts with a C. The one that set up Hillary server.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever his name. The one he pled the fifth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what he was doing was he was taking all of her emails, all of Hillary's emails, and sending them to a Gmail account.
Which is Google. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And so the address on the Gmail account is something very strange. It has nothing to do with anything. It was just some kind of cockamamie thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what ended up really happening here is that some members of the Congress obviously knew all this.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this letter it says, we'd like to bring to your attention two pieces of information that we learned during the interviews. First, that the ICIG officials, some members of the FBI investigating team, seemed indifferent to the evidence of the possible intrusion by a foreign adversary to Secretary Clinton's non-government server. The interview summary makes clear exactly what information Mr. Rucker and Ms. McMillan knew regarding the alleged hack of the Clinton server, as well as the information they shared with the FBI team, including Peter Strzok. And that Peter Strzok was actually indifferent to it. He just kind of passed it all off. He decided he didn't really think it was terribly important and not to necessarily worry about it. And then another fascinating thing that happened, I'd have to go back on because I sent myself the piece, is that the Democrats sent over to the heads of a couple of the agencies, intelligence agencies, to not release some of this information because they wanted it, they felt that it was classified and should be protected. So the truth of the matter is that the Democrats knew what was going on, the Republicans knew what was going on, but now apparently the Republicans are just, they've had it up to their eyeballs with some of this. And so we have this whole thing that's happening that from, I guess, on this one, a particular server is when BleachBit was actually applied to get rid of those emails.
Wow.
But that's what, yeah, that's what this cat was doing. What the heck was his name? I can see him too. But he pled the fifth. And normally when you plead the fifth or you're given some immunity, you give up something. And in this case, nobody gave up anything. They all got protected.
All righty, here comes the Muzak. We'll talk to you Monday morning, same time, same bat channel, so you have yourself a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody, FoundersCode.com. Run over there, check out her articles that she writes, sign up for them, and you'll be in the know when everything else comes about. All right, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
13 state attorney generals are challenging the Trump administration's new immigration policy called the public charge rule. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Trump administration's new regulation would limit access to legal immigration procedures if an applicant is found to be on public benefits like food stamps or housing vouchers. President Trump defended the rule during a campaign rally in New Hampshire Thursday evening.
Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans, not for illegal aliens.
The attorneys general say in a statement the public charge rule is unlawful and un-American.
Stocks rebounded a bit today. The S&P 500 rose 1.4%, the Dow climbed 1.2%, and NASDAQ picked up 1.7%. Each index still finished with a third straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Wayne Allyn Root is a frequent contributor to this program, has been for 18 years, and he'll be on next week. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And let me tell you about the brand new Moss Nissan Titan 5.6 liter 390 horsepower V8 SL 4x2 crew cab pickup that I'm driving from Moss Nissan. Now, no joke, folks. This thing rides better than a car. Now, the leather-appointed captain's chairs with 8-way power seat and power-adjustable lumbar support are so comfortable. Now, you want to talk about little radio? It's got a killer Rockford Fosgate premium audio system, too. And remember, you serve, you save at Moss Nissan, where all active-duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators, too, all get preferred pricing on their new Nissan vehicles, saving them thousands of dollars off the sticker price. And don't forget, they got lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, and tire rotation for life, plus much, much more. Now, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Or give them a call at 727-815-3095. Locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey. They've got the Moss Wholesale to the Public store in Homosassa Springs. They've got Moss Family Chevrolet on Northdale Mabry in the Carrollwood section of Tampa, and coming soon to Tampa, another Moss Nissan. That's Moss Nissan, the home of You Serve, You Save. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get even more savings. You tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. But you got to tell them when you get started, don't wait till the last minute. Let them know, and then you know that whatever deal you make up, you're going to get to $500 right off the price of the vehicle. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, 727-815-3095. Now, we do a lot of things here on the program, and we've been talking a lot about the Rules for Deplorables book and the Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and the comparisons and how that book explains things. Now, Kathy Chamberlain, the author, is a regular contributor to the show now. We're doing a 13-week series on the Rules for Radicals. We're on Rule Number 3 coming up this week. We've done Rule 1 and Number 2. But let me just rehash a little bit here, if you let me. Alinsky tactic number 1 is the power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Now, the Claude Piven strategy, when formed back in 1963, created the blueprint to transform the U.S. into a socialist country, with the Democratic Party joining their cause right off the bat. Now, tactic number 2 that we talked about this week, you never go outside the experience of your people. Now, millennials' definition of socialism happens to be flawed, but policies that will turn America into next Venezuela are not, and that's what we're seeing. And the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, that organization has exploded in recent years in numbers because of the millennials that are joining it. Never go outside the experience of your people. Then you've got what's called the collusion delusion, which is what we'll be talking about this week on Tuesday. That's tactic number 3. And that says, whenever possible, go outside the experience of your enemy. Now, we know the Steele dossier was a fake. We know that there were rogue FBI and DOJ leaders that are being looked at. We know there was abuse of the FISA courts. We know there was a phony witch hunt. We also know that equal justice in America is dead because of what we're seeing here. But that's exactly what's being shown us directly in front of us by the progressive left liberal democratic socialists that are pushing it. And then you have tactic 4. Make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. Now, the Supreme Court justice confirmation hearings for Judge Kavanaugh, that was unbelievable. We never saw anything like that ever. The left mocking due process laws and constitution, and a protest erupted nationwide about the judge, and it was all ridiculous. It was all ridiculous. Then you've got tactic number 5, and we're seeing a lot of that. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Name-calling by the left is purposeful. Republicans' moral high ground is damaging the GOP because they won't get down and dirty with the Dems, and they need to do that. They really do. Now, the president gets it. He masters nicknames, too. And tactic number 6, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. You don't think they're having a good time doing what they're doing out there? Boy, you bet they are, or they wouldn't be doing it. And Dems keep the constituents dumbed down for their own self-preservation, rewriting history. We've seen that. Indoctrinating millennials. We've seen that. And destroying their own destinies. And we've seen that. Then there's tactic number 7. And we're seeing that right now with some of the stories I've mentioned to you. And that is a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Now, while there's no evidence for impeaching President Donald Trump, radicals still pressure the Dems to proceed, and the Dems' overreach happens to be good for Republicans in the 2020 elections because this is not what the majority of the people in the country want, according to the polls. Then you've got number 8. Tactic number 8 is keep the pressure on. Trump first tweeting president. He's been tweeting all the time. He bypasses the fake news media in doing so, and he keeps Americans updated on accomplishments and the truth from his standpoint, getting his message out. Then you've got tactic number 9. which is the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. And this goes along with Obama's final act on masking Americans, intel agencies used to spy on the Trump aides, and bad intel, which spurred the special counsel to investigate Trump. Tactic number 10, the major premise for tactics, is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure on the opposition. For example, Trump is trying to drain the swamp. Mercury, the most thought before, academia, the fake news media, Hollywood, the Never Trumpers are all uniting to try to get back at the president. And then you got tactic 11. If you push a negative hard enough and deep enough, it will break through into its counterside, a.k.a. the truth. And that's what's happening. Well-organized mobs in America. Evidence points to funding by leftist billionaires. The goal is global socialism ruled by a wealthy few. Tom Steyer's right in that mix. And by the way, he's running for president. Build that wall. Remember tactic number 12. The price of a successful attack is a conservative alternative. The left demands open borders and ICE abolished altogether. Caravans from Central America are rushing the border and have been for a while. Democrats want those votes from the illegals. They want those votes. And then finally, rule number 13, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Because radicals win House seats on that type of tactic. And they can force the rational Dems that are in there, like Joe Biden, to move further to the left. Because moderate Dems mean the voters are uneasy, and Trump works very well right now in trying to split the Democratic Party into two parts. That's what he's been doing for some time. And if you think about it, every time he talks about the Democrats or even vaguely talks about Joe Biden, he changes the rhetoric. And don't forget, united we stand. United we stand. Never Trumpers are still splitting the Republicans, but Trump is going to succeed despite the naysayers, and the Republicans are learning street fighting because it wins. And we got 2 years to get this right, folks. 2 years to get this right. And by God, we better, because if not, bye-bye country. Bye-bye country. Can't make it any simpler, can I? We got to get it right. We got to get it right now. All right. Taking a look at the weather, we're going to be giving you the beach and boating forecast here in just a bit, right after we come back from this next break, which I should hear the music in my ear any second here. And the other thing is on the weekend show, we go out to our original stations that we had to begin with when we started this network thing. So all the new stations that have joined us and become members, if you want to hear us in your neighborhood, if you're listening right now via the Internet and you want to hear us on a station near you, get a hold of them. Tell them about our show. We're very easy to get a hold of. The Captain's America, Third Watch off the XDS satellite. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Final segment of the weekend edition coming right up. Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by our very good friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is just one of the 185 Freedom Boat Club locations across the United States of America. Well, let's get into the weekend edition and take a look at what's going to happen here in the Nature Coast, Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay area of Florida. There will be numerous showers and thunderstorms during the course of today, tonight, tomorrow, as well as Sunday night into Monday, as this tropical wave that combines with the low pressure disturbance that we've had going on all week long here brings more rain to the coastal areas. Now, winds today will be out of the southwest at 5 to 10 knots. We will have seas today starting out 1 to 2 with a light chop, and then it'll go 2 to 4 feet later in the day. The Gulf water temperature right now is 86 degrees. It's been stirred up quite a bit by all the rain. It was up to 91 here just a few days ago. The bay water temperature down to 85. We will have our high tide. Well, we already had our high tide at 4:28 a.m. Same thing for tomorrow morning in that time range. And low tide coming at 9:18 a.m. Same thing for tomorrow in that time range. Now, the numbers at the Freedom Boat Club tell an amazing story. When they first started with us 3 years ago, they were at 10 locations and about 100 boats. They have since that time grown to 28 locations, two more coming, and 430 boats as it stands right now. They are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club system right here in Tampa Bay in the great state of Florida. Now, they've got 185 locations located across the United States of America. There's probably a Freedom Boat Club near you, whether you know it or not. They've also got three in Canada, and they've got two in France. Yep, France, as in Parlez-vous Français, hello, here we come. Now, the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay is leading the way with what they're doing to get membership, and they are currently offering a one-time membership fee with a deduction of $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. That's available right now. You get $1,000 off. Now, if you are active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, whether you're active or retired, if you work in a medical profession in any capacity, if you even sweep the broom in a hospital, you're eligible here. And if you are a teacher, you get an extra $500 off for a total of $1,500 off your membership fee at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. All you pay is the balance due on the membership. And then after that, you'll get a monthly fee that you'll pay for the use of the boat or boats that you'll be using. Now, you can load up the cooler, you can bring the fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun and sun on the water. It's just that simple. So, your membership, give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations across America. The website again, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, and tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide, slap open for you. There you go. Now, for those of you in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and good morning, George, up there in Burnsville. Hope you're doing well. But for those of you in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Ilhan Omar has got a formidable challenger from a non-political type of person. He is a 27-year veteran of the United States Army and currently a member of the U.S. Army Reserve, a master sergeant. He has clocked more than 36,000 hours patrolling the Minnesota streets as a 20-year veteran of the Minneapolis Police Force, and he now has his sights set on knocking Omar from her seat representing Minnesota's 5th Congressional District in 2020. His name is Chris Kelly. Chris Kelly. And when Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was ignited in steep controversy back in March, describing the September 11 attacks as some people did something, it was then that the longtime cop, Chris Kelly, in her neighborhood decided he needed to do more than just bemoan what he perceived as a shocking trivialization of a terrorist attack that tore through the fabric of America. So now Chris Kelly, who has collected 11 military medals as a 27 veteran of the U.S. Army and Army Reserves, and has clocked more than 36,000 hours patrolling the Minnesota streets in Minneapolis in his 20-year career as a veteran Minneapolis Police Force member, has his sights set on knocking Omar from her seat representing Minnesota's 5th Congressional District in 2020. You need to get behind him. We need to get behind him. We need Omar gone. We need Tlaib gone. And by the way, you don't think they're not a threat to America? Huh. Where have you been? Where have you been? They most certainly are. And don't forget, on this program, it is all about America. We are going to talk about America. And we are going to let you know what you can do to keep America the greatest place on the planet Earth on which to be, which is something that other people just don't want you to know about. They want you to keep walking around with your head in the clouds under this fog that you're under, believing what the Democrats are trying to tell you, the progressive left, liberal, democratic socialists. And yes, there are democratic socialists of America. They have definitely infiltrated the Democratic Party, and you got what you got. And I almost think right now that Anthony Scaramucci, I know he's trying to remain some sort of relevance in a situation, being that he was this, quote, member of the Obama, of the Trump administration for, what, 11 days before he got booted up with his own rhetoric doing it. He talks about Donald Trump and talks about his tweets and his statements. How about Scaramucci? He had plenty of his own. 11 days he lasted. And Rashida Tlaib is in more trouble back here in the States. She has blocked on Twitter Steven Crowder, who's a conservative commentator, despite a court order that said that public officials like her cannot block anybody on a public feed. Can't do it. She's in trouble. She's going to wind up answering to the judge here soon. A complaint is being filed right now. So there you have it. Think about that. Think about that. And I'll tell you what, it's just another situation where they do what they can, they say what they want you to say, and you have to pick up on the rhetoric and understand that some of what's going on just will never happen. Never happen. By the way, four states, including the District of Columbia, have sued the Trump administration, the government, over the immigration rule, his new immigration rule. I don't know where that's going to go. We'll see. And the Dems are coming back early from their vacation, their month-long vacation. They are coming back early, especially in the House, to take up major gun control. Don't know what that's going to be, and try to push that through the House and the Senate. Major gun control is coming, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. A back burner page here. The U.S. will sell fighter jets to Taiwan for $8 billion. And the president is going to discuss his Afghan peace plan, trying to bring down another 5,000 to 6,000 soldiers with his senior advisors this week coming up. And we'll see where he goes with that. All right. It's been a great weekend show. I've enjoyed being here with you. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. All right, my program is pretty simple, folks. It's all about America, all about we the people, all about what we do here to keep America free and safe and to keep the great United States of America and that big red, white, and blue flag flying proudly wherever and however we want to. We are the bosses of applesauce. I'll see you all Monday morning, bright and early, 2 a.m. God bless America.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.